This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The U.S. House voted last Thursday to double funding for the committee that reported finding at least 9 criminal and regulatory problems in the abortion specimen scandal. It is a violation of law to create profit or to collude against patient privacy in the marketing or sale of human specimens. The Life Legal Defense Foundation says it will offer a vigorous defense of an Episcopal priest charged with criminal trespass while he says he was legally offering information on a sidewalk in San Bernardino, California. Episcopal Father James Linton has been at San Bernardino's Planned Parenthood every Friday for years. In the face of criticism, rapper Nick Cannon is reinforcing his comments that Planned Parenthood is bad news for black Americans. After criticizing Hillary Clinton's association with Planned Parenthood last month and calling their work genocide, he now calls Planned Parenthood's work modern-day eugenics and population control. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. Human rights advocate Reggie Littlejohn says that population numbers and a burgeoning sex trafficking industry in China refute new claims that Chinese girls are hidden and not aborted for their gender. Littlejohn says China's policies mean girls are aborted disproportionately to give families one male heir. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.